जय श्री शरद मणि करुणा रूपिणी जय 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 जननी जय श्री शरद मणि करुणा रूपिणी जय पाता शक्ति परमावृति
करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् So we started the chapter 8 yesterday and we try to link this chapter with the connection of the previous chapter, because Krishna, the Lord, said that because I become take a human form, people don't understand me, who I am, and for that reason they don't know me. And then came the question that but one who takes surrender in me, take a total refuge in me, then he knows me fully, who I am. And the last verse was the 38th verse of the 7th chapter, where he said that that person who knows me, realizing me in the adhibhuta, in the adhidaiva, in adhijagya, they of steadfast mind realize me even in the hour of death. That means, what is God realization is this: to know God in all the perspectives. In Vedanta we say, first to know who I am, who is the ultimate goal of life, what is this universe, and what is this relationship. That is called the Vedantic perspective of knowing. And knowing should be complete if we look from all this perspective. That means, it is said, when you know the truth, then you are released from all bondage and all doubts go away. How the doubts will go away unless you don't know who you are, what is this universe, who is the ultimate goal, and what is the connection between all of these? Vedanta ultimately says, it is nothing, it is all appearance, it is the one consciousness which pervades everywhere, in you, in me, in the sun, in the stars, in the galaxies, in the ground, earth, trees, plants, whatever you see, it is only one reality. So this is the point to understand. Sri Krishna is telling us that those who want to get rid of this jara and marana, jara marana mokshayo mama sritya yatantiye, those who struggle to realize me, to cross this ocean of jara and marana, again repeated birth, repeated death, repeated coming into the cycle of this pain and little petty joy and suffering, to get out of this, who can get out? Even at the point of death, if one can know me, who or what is called adhi jagya, adhi daiva, adhi bhuta, these are the technical terms, then he will not be born again. Even you know at the point of death. Now these are the questions, very technical words, adhi bhuta, adhi jagya. So now Arjuna is putting this question to Sri Krishna on the very beginning of the 8th chapter, what we started yesterday. And he only put that first two verses, only put this question. Oh Krishna, you said that Brahma. What is that Brahma? The very first verse said, King Tad Brahma. What is that Brahman? Very simple question. You give a technical term, Kim Adhyatmam. What is Adhyatma? Simple two questions. Third question he put, Adhibhutam. You have mentioned he who knows as Adhibhuta. What is that Adhibhuta? Third. Fourth, Adhidaiva. What is that Adhidaiva? Fifth question is the second part, Adhijagya. Where is this Adhijagya? Where he lives? Adhijagya lives in this body. Katham kuvatra deheosmin Madhusudana. Oh Madhusudana, where this Adhijagya, the person for whom you do yagyas, all these jagnas, is done, where he lives in this body? And you said, prayana kala, at the point of death, katham, how one will know, geyasi, niyato atmavi, those who are controlled mind, controlled senses, at the point of death even, they will know me. If they know all this, then they will know me perfectly. So the question of knowing Krishna, the knowing the form of gods and goddesses we worship, you have to know in all these aspects. It's a very scientific way of looking at the spiritual question of life, not believing in anything. First know how to be freed from all bondage. In the Upanishad it is said yatra itara itarang pasyati, itara itarang sinoti, itara itarang jikrati, tadvaitam. So long one sees another separate. And so long we hear something separate from me. Testing, touching all the sense organs, when you see something separate from me, then it is called duality. And that duality is bondage. When one does not see any difference here and there and there and there and there and there, that is the point of freedom, because you see the unity in every place. So this is the question in a very different way. This chapter is responding to that question. So we have read yesterday the verse number, third verse, and the reply of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He said, Aksharam, Aksharam Brahma Paramam, Svabhavo Adhyatma Mucchate, Bhutabhavo Udbhavo Karo, Visarga Karma Sangitaha. So Aksharam Brahma, that we know, Brahman, the Absolute, is Akshara. Kshara means which decays, which perishes. Ice block. You keep sometimes in the heat, what happens? It melts, goes away. Kshara. This is the Kshara Bhava. And ultimately, you will find that it is gone. Then, is God like that? Brahman like that? No. It is Akshara. You keep it, it is all the time same. Everything is changing, but that does not change. Everything dying, but it never dies. So that is Aksharam Brahma, and that is called Paramam. And then Swabhava Adhyatma Uchchate. Swabhava. Swabhava means, we have read the other day, that Swabhava means the sun. Swabhava is to radiate light. Heat and light, isn't it? That is Swabhava. So similarly, the Swabhava of Brahman is what? Brahman's nature is that he is lurking behind everything in the cosmos. That is the Swabhava. Between, behind you, behind me, behind the holy, behind the unholy, behind the rich, behind the poor, behind the tree, behind the plant. It is he is which is lurking behind and hiding, as it were, behind the mask of so many forms and names. That is the Swabhava. So Swabhava is the, its dwelling in the individual body is called Adhyatma. Its dwelling, what is it? It's the Brahman. Brahman dwelling behind all the individual body. A very simple thing. Brahman is all pervaded, that's one ultimate principle. Now, Brahman is that. But we are concerned with what we see. You have to know who is behind this human being. Here we see Brahman, it's dwelling in the individual body. Each individual body, it is that. That's why it is the Swabhava, its nature. Brahman is intrinsic in behind everything. And every jiva. So this is called the Atma. Atman. That is the Atman which is behind. You can say that Atman is behind every individual being. That Atman is the Paramatman, the Brahman. As a Brahman, he is behind everything. So what a great idea. And there comes the Vedanta philosophy. Swami Vivekananda said that it is Vedanta practical? Here comes the practicality of Vedanta. If only Brahman is transcendental, and what about our life? What about our suffering? What about our day-to-day living? And how to find ourselves in this whole plan of creation? Why we are born? It's all play of Brahman going on. So, it's fun. See God everywhere. In joy, in suffering, in pain, and in anguish, everywhere is that one consciousness behind. Yes. You can say he is the source of everything, because out of Brahman only everything has come. ultimate reality is Brahman, the ocean. All these ripples and waves, whatever has come, they are little ripple, and then it creating a huge wave. The thought is behind our, the eyes are guided by mind. Mind is guided by buddhi, and this thought is a function of the mind. So it is all behind, its propensities, everything comes. It is, we don't believe in this theory, what is called the Shunyavada. Vedanta is Purnavada. Shunyavada is void theory. Everything has come from nothing. Actually, that is not the idea of Buddha also. Then what is Nirvana? But people have a philosophical distinction, no? But I need not have to go to that. It will take time. So it is Shunya, there cannot be any Shunya. And also, out of nothing, something cannot come. Out of nothing, something has come, if you say. That is not tenable in our rational thinking. So it is, everything has come from the source, origin is that. How it has come? The Brahman with the Maya, and Maya has all these different aspects. Avidya Maya, Vidya Maya, say good thought, bad thought. One thought releases us from bondage, Avidya Maya binds us more and more into entanglement and suffering, makes us forget about our divine presence, divine reality. So these are all the play in the Maya. But everything is coming from Brahman. Ramakrishna said, Ramakrishna's concept is much clearer, at least to us, in the language. In Upanishad also, is these ideas are there, but difficult to find out. It says that this snake is coiled up, lying, dormant, and the snake wriggling. So the wriggling motion comes from the snake, or some ghost has entered there to give the wriggling motion. Is it not? Suppose you are a teacher. You are not teaching now. But when you speak, it is coming from you only. Your speaking capability is coming out. You are a musician. When you are not playing music or not singing anything, you are look like us. But when you manifest that, is it your musical talent is separate from you? Can you keep your musical talent in the box and sit over here? No? So everything, thought, action, emotions, all this ego, everything is from the same source. Only it is manifested through the Maya. Pure, impure, everything. We are not like Christians. Only pure is God. Impure is also God. Maya makes it appear good and bad. It does not make it. It cannot change it. Appear. That's the Vedantic perspective. Of course. Because, as I said, good and bad is from our perspective. No? You are seeing a magician's play. You are befooled, we are all befooled by the trick of the magician. Magic, magician's Maya is making us deluded. And we know that is right or wrong, that is all delusion, is it not? When the magician is the power of the magician, and it is for us, we are overpowered by that. So Maya is the power of Brahman, but it is a delusive thing for us. See how people run to pay the magician and see the trick, his hand tricks. He throws away the money and you see it is gone. He's cutting, have you seen that? That PC, junior PC Sarkar from India, and senior PC Sarkar also, his father. I saw when I was a young boy, in a Star Theater in Calcutta, and they brought some lady and put it into the sewing machine. And before that they saw us. I was a young boy, I was scared to death. They took a piece of wood and passed through the running saw, and it became two pieces. And then that lady came and she saluted, and the magician put her in a box, and the box, and then that saw machine is going on, and then he put it together, and saw machine is here, in front of that box is there, and that lady entered into it, and now, and it took few minutes, maybe 1, 2, 3 minutes or 4 minutes, I do not know. There is a trick. The lady went out somewhere. But for me, for all the audience, it is a terrible thing. That, you know, my God, how, and that lady was really the machine. It's showing, no? And he's pushing it. And 2, 3 people are pushing the whole thing. And the lady, she will be cut in the stomach area. It will be two parts. And really, they cut the whole box and pushed it this side and that side. We were surprised, my God, what is going to happen? It is the power of the magician. The trick of the magician is the Maya. And we, paying money to see this becoming befooled, idiots. And we found that the lady is cut into two sections. My God, then we are thinking, what has happened to the girl then? And within few minutes, she came and saluted us all. How can it be possible? You know, it is the magic. That's why the God, Brahman, does not do anything. But Brahman, with the power, it is called the Vidya Shakti, Avidya Shakti, this Shakti. That's why it's called, you know, Shiva Kali. All these images are there. Shiva is lying flat and Mother Kali is coming up. Mother Kali is the Mahamaya. And Shiva is the ground, Satchidananda. He does not do anything. But when he adds this Maya Shakti, then she becomes the creator of the universe. She controls, she deludes, and she releases. Everything happened in that place. So this is the Maya. Okay. Another question will come at the end, otherwise we will not read this more. I am happy to do that. But tell me last question, okay. Now.
How does
the, what gets translated into samskaras are coming differently. Samskaras are, you are from one level to another level, don't jump, it will be difficult. We are in the level of God now. So long we are dealing with Brahman. The Absolute, how he creates all these things by Maya Shakti. And now you are coming to us. We have the samskara. So we'll have to do that differently. Yes, when you come, we are under the spell of that Maya, Mahamaya. Then when we feel that we are limited, isn't that? We are bound. And then when we become that, how? By the, it is called the veiling. Maya has two powers. So if I go to that side, okay, good. Maya has got two power, avarana and vikshepa. Avarana means it covers first, and vikshepa means it projects. Suppose I give the example, very common example, you go to movie. When you go to the movie, you find that when you go to see the movie, you see first we are talking to each other, friend, everything. And what happens then? Then gradually you find that slowly the light is off, isn't it? First they make the light off. That is the Maya is playing first role. Put the light off. Ajnanam, ignorance, darkness. That is the first thing created. And now next what happens? You see, a projection goes onto the white screen and our eyes get glued on that. See, we are all friends, happy. we went for fun. And now you start with a very violent picture. Huh? Someone is grabbing, going with a dagger, and one person is running and is chasing and just killing. And you, within a second, see, we are getting tagged into that projection power. So, being in that mood of seeing the projection, but it is the same screen you are looking at. Screen has not changed anyway. All the time, people go for watching movie, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, how many hours now? 1.5 hour, acha. 1.5 hour, they are glued to the white screen, always looking like that. Is it not? But they don't see the white screen. Gyanis can see the white screen. We see the actions and good and bad. And good and bad, you see the reaction in our face. I always say, when we go to see, watch the movie, if one takes a camera and watches our faces, how they act and react, is it not? I was one of in 3D effect nowadays, and 4D, now another dimension has come. So what happened? I was in one, went to see one movie, what is 3D, 4D to understand, and to find that we are seeing some the animal world or something like that. And they are showing that some snake and lizard and then tiger. So, and the tiger is jumping and it is coming on your head as it were. I saw few people on my seat, they jumped out of the seat. And sometimes they give another effect, you know, little, if it's something hissing, and then you get some splash of water also. And some, you see, mouse is there, so they will, near your feet, you will find that some air is blasting like that. So it is so much, that is the Maya, you know. And in that Maya, we are seeing, watching, crying, weeping, and all these things going on. And in here, we create our karma. We as individual, creating karma. What is going on there? What is my business? But I get identified with it. It is called attachment. I hate something. I don't like it. Detachment or aversion. So all these things are coming due to our ignorance and projection. So because of that, our samskaras are being built. And our new, in the life after life we are going through, it is only 1 hour so. But for us it is so many lives going on. Maybe even 100 years of our life is nothing. It is 100 days. You know, for your forefathers, Indian calculation is very difficult. Or it is easy. What is 1 year for us, for our forefathers is only 1 day. That's why you do tarpanam, every rituals for the forefathers, every year one. That means you are doing, they are getting our love and respect and reverence every day. So it is all relative. But it's a long dream going on and we accrue certain such samskaras and that is their impression comes. And after seeing the, watching the television or the movie, you feel after tired, I am seeing long time, oh, I have seen this, I have seen that. Then what you say? I am exhausted. Then comes nirveda. Nirveda mayat. Then renunciation comes, detachment comes. I have seen enough of this. See, when we go through the experience of life, then we come to a point one day and said, I have seen it, I don't want it anymore. There comes, detachment comes. And when detachment comes, it turns inward. And that is the way to pilgrim, the way of a pilgrim. That is the pilgrim's way, getting inside, being with God, being with Divine, which is our real entity. That means I was watching the television or the, what you call the movie, on the screen, outside. and now you are tired with that, you turn inside. I see that some people who are really frightened with that time, they look like right and left, you know? They are gyanis. They are people of wisdom. In our life, when we get really so much intrigued into things, as if it is killing me, I am going to die and everything is lost, sometimes we look back here, you know? Oh, here is so sweet, so much sweetness, so much purity, so much, and no tension, no, nothing to bother you so much. So it is a turning point comes, and that is called the vairagya, renunciation. So samskaras can be counteracted by this type of experience, saying I have seen enough. Avitripto drisham ninam, in the Bhagavat. Bhagavat it is said, those people who are finished with the experience and have seen enough, then they get disgusted and they come back to home, which is the source of eternal love and joy. That the Brahman, that the source behind all this creation. Odhi, what is Adhyatma? What is Adhyatma? Okay, let us go back to our Adhyatma. And then what is called Odhi Jagya? Now, karma. What is karma? Karma we have read. That offering which causes the origin of beings is called karma. Origin, why we are born again? Because of our karma. Shankara's philosophy. Avidya, kama, karma. Remember three words. Avidya, kama, karma. These are the three principles what Shankara's philosophy, if you just want to bring it in nutshell, it is the three words. Avidya, kama, karma. Avidya is ignorance. And in ignorance you think that you are incomplete. And to feel completeness, you desire, I will get money, then that will make me full. I will get a good house, that will make me happy. I will get a little beautiful car, that will make me happy. I will get this ornament, that will make me happy. I will get this, that. I will go to heaven, that will make me happy. You go on expecting like that. And then what happens? So avidya, this is kamana. Kamana is the desire. Avidya, because I am ignorant, I do not know here is everything. Nava kamal me hai kasturi. The deer is carrying the kasturi, the fragrant perfume. But if the deer does not know, where does it come from? And the deer is running miles and miles and like a mad pursuit. Where is the beautiful fragrance? I want to have it. So avidya has created that delusion that it is somewhere outside, and something outside can give me joy. So we, under the spell of ignorance, we try to see only outside. Outside. That's why Kathopanishad says, paranchi khani vatrinat sayam bhuhu tasmat parang pashyati na antaratman. This God has created, the Sayambhu, Lord, created us with our eyes focused outside. Ear, we hear the outside sound. All the sense organs, nose, only to take the external smell, good perfume or whatever. Tongue, to taste the outside food. Skin, to touch outside things. But no antaratman. It has, don't know what is inside. And that is the avidya creating that type of mood, and avidya creating this concept. I am incomplete, I lack joy, I lack happiness, I lack peace, and I get it, I will be peaceful. So that is the kamana, desire. And to fulfill that desire, what we do? We work. And then when you work, what happens? You are creating some samskaras. Then samskaras again in turn creating new desires. I got that, but I thought that will make me happy. No, it did not do. Let me have it here. then you go for another. Samskara is created one by one. And that samskara also fulfilled. Then I say, oh, I have done that, but still I am not fulfilled. So let me have that other life. So we are trying, testing, dissatisfied, trying another. It is karma leading to another desire, desire leading to karma, and it is all happening. So our life is rotating around avidya, kama, karma, this cycle. And to release, unless you finish your experience, you will not be released. Say, given an example, suppose you have visited Disneyland, Florida, or in Hollywood, or Los Angeles, whatever. So I have gone 2, 3, 4 times. Because many swamis come and they ask us to go. Once I went and high ride, speed ride, I am afraid of that. I don't go that way. But the children will like, no? High ride is their excitement, no? Speed ride is high, as speedy is good. Like that. So, and now, after 2, 3 times, even now, some of the monks come from India and other places. Then they say, shall you go to show them around? I have seen enough. I don't want that. See, it is the experience of your seeing things one, second time, third time. You are now saying, I won't go. Now, someday that day, they were making a plan to go to what you call that rocky mountain, Sequoia, to see the redwood trees. And or you go to some place which you have not heard. So what will you do? Will you go? I have not seen that, I will go. See, the desire is such, you have seen something, you said, I did it, I don't want it. But you have not done, so you are interested in that thing. We go 2 times. I give another example. People think that we get the joy from outside world. What a foolish idea. Suppose I like ice cream. Let's give an example. I like ice cream. Okay? So if someone says, hey, will you take the ice cream? How excited I will become. Okay? And now suppose you like ice cream and I say, you like ice cream? Good, good. What? You like chocolate or this, so many varieties, what do you want? Ultimately you say, I like that much. Okay, we collected, say 1, 2, 3 box full of chocolates. And now, I said, okay, you like it, I'll give you 1 scoop. How is it? It's good. Okay, another scoop. Okay, give it, okay. Third scoop. No, I take it another. Then I give you 4th scoop. Then you have 4th, 5th scoop. Then I said, I will have to take the whole. What will happen? You will be tired. You won't say, I don't want anymore. You will fight with me. Why you are fighting? If ice cream gives you joy, so much ice cream will give you better joy. So why not you eat the whole box full of 4, 5 boxes of ice cream? Scoop after scoop, scoop. Why? If there is joy in the object will give you joy. If the object is the flower, you love the flowers. If object flower can give you joy, the day you are in deep difficulties, in some big problem, and your mind is so upset, I give you that beautiful flower, what will be your reaction? Why you will not enjoy it? If the object has the power to give you joy, it should give all the time, is it not? So that is the point. No object can give you joy. Outside object is limited. That is the incompleteness of that. So only when Raja Yoga Vedanta says that this, God has created this world this way, but there are few intelligent people. Those who being tired with these experiences, then they turn inward. Kaschid dhira. There are few very special people who are dhira. Dhira means whose mind is very calm. They have observed the situation of life and then turns back. Pratyagatmanam. This is the Pratyagatma we are talking. Atman, which is the inmost recess of our heart. Vaikshat, to see that. Avritta chakshu. Let them close the eyes to see within. So this is the whole lifestyle, turning from this side to this side. It will happen naturally with all of us. Today or tomorrow. Those who are finished with the experience and are battered by the world, they say, oh Baba, I don't want to go there, come back here. And those who need little more experience, they will have to go a little longer. But we all went through the same process. So this is the journey to end. And then at that point you know what is that reality, Brahman, who is residing inside, and what is called the karma. So karma we have talked about, no? So karma. Now the fourth part is adhi. You can join me if you have the books. Adhibhutaṃ śaro bhāva purushascha adhidaivataṃ adhijagyo aham eva atra dehe deho bhṛtāṃ vara. Adhibhutaṃ śaro bhāva. Bhūta means the element. No? You see, this body, adhibhūta, this body is composed of five elements. You know, when we are babies, our body was little, body has become so big. How? Five elements. Here, you take food. What is that food? Calorie, heat, then taking rice and other things, it is the earth element, fire element, space, already the body is acquiring some space. So all these five elements, kshiti, aptej, marudbam, air, space, earth, fire, and space I said.
Water.
So the five elements, see, we drink water. Without water we cannot live in a moment. So this whole, this body is made of the five elements. That is called the adhibhuta. And as it is made of the five elements, it is of the nature kshara-bhava. Kshara means which perish, it changes, it decays, its ups and downs are there. Bodily we become sick, we bodily become weak, we become strong, we become light, we become heavy, all this. So it is changeable, it is kshara-bhava. In comparison to the akshara, which is Brahman. Brahman does not change, but this changes. Purushascha adhidaivataṃ. Who is the devata? Purusha. Who is the devata? Devata means the god. Who is the presiding deity here? It is the Purusha. You know, Sankhya philosophy, you know, Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is the conscious aspect. There is the consciousness inside which is making this robot to function. This is a robot, is it not? It has no freedom. Whatever the consciousness is playing the role, this body functions according to samskara. You put in on your oven. Oven is the Purusha. Oven is the Purusha. And you put something over it, either you prepare rice, or you prepare a vegetable curry, or you prepare something, fry something. These items may be different, but all the energy heat is coming from the Purusha. It may be a holy man behind that Purusha, unholy person, there is Purusha. How the unholiness will manifest if the Purusha is not there? The light, electricity is behind every bulb. Some may be red bulb, some may be blue, some may be white. It depending on the coloring of the mind. So, but the inside is the Purusha. So, Purusha is the devata. It's very simple. In Sanskrit, in Bengali, and in Hindi, you can easily understand. Translation sometimes takes little difficulty to understand. Purusha is a Odhi devata. Who is the devata in this body? You can understand. Who is the devata? Only the consciousness. That is the only propelling force. Without switch off, All this brain, gone. All this thinking power, boom. All my seeing power, gone. Talking, energy to do work, is a big, powerful person, everything gone, the switch is off. So that is the Purusha. Purusha means Pureshete Iti, he who lies down in the core of your heart, who is in the background of your very existence, that is the Purusha. And Odijaggo. Odijaggo means Jagna. You know Jagna. Jagna means what you offer, oblation. Oblation for God. But Odhi, who is here? Odhi means yesterday we around this body. Through in this body, who is the for whom you do the jagna? You eat. You are doing jagna. Offering it. And I was telling yesterday during my dinner that people foolishly think that I am eating. Tell me, who is eating? You eat anything? Who you, what you eat? You cannot eat anything. Your cells are eating. It is transformed into blood and in. So the blood, all the microbes in the blood, RBC, WBC, they are eating. And you say, I am eating. The reality, tell me, who eats actually? This is all really, if we think a bit little deep, then all these secrets will be out. That's why it is called open secret. It is secret. But we are so blinded, we never think in that line. We are really think that someone is eating in me and this. Nobody is. And who is eating actually? It is we actually, this Adhijagga means everything oblation, what you give. It is going to whom ultimately? It is, if you say the whole body is filled up, how many trillions of cells? How many trillions? I have heard something like 30 trillion or something. I am wrong maybe. But anyhow. But if 1 trillion is enough for us to understand what big is this, how many things are being nurtured by this body, no? Some trillions, 30 trillions, like that. But they are eating. So why do you say, I eat? And who is the conscious? In each cell, there is a jiva. Otherwise, why the cancer cell is growing up and you are trying to kill it and then still it grows? Wow. There is a jiva consciousness. Consciousness is behind and the jivatma is there also functioning. And I am also a jivatma. All these added together, I am saying I. And they have also their I. You go to the tree, you look at the tree, a plant, it is growing and there is a shade. What happens? It turns like that and bends like that, go to the light. So, who is the I then? It is said that everything you offer, you see, you say, I am enjoying. You are not enjoying. It is the who is inside, he is enjoying. You are hearing, I hear. It's no, you are not hearing. It is for the pleasure of that who is sitting inside, really. But yeah, you know, sometimes misunderstanding in that terminology we say. And Odijaggo, you know, Narayana is called, all the oblations we give, it goes to Lord, the Lord. So Odijaggo, in this body, whatever offering you are giving, it is ultimately, it is for that divine, that infinite reality which is called the Lord. And what is the highest offering? When you can give your little ego. Everything, including your ego, you offer there. So when you go, so you become Paramatma, Jivatma, when you can offer into the inner Lord, which is called the Jagga Adhikarta. The owner of this all jagna. Whenever you see, we do the homo fire, we are offering into the fire of that jagna adhipati. That means we are offering to Vishnu, the Narayana. So here is that same Narayana. And then whatever you are offering, it is adhi jagga. Aham. Aham means Krishna. Krishna says, aham eva atra. I the Lord who is absolute, infinite, in the heart as through oblation, through the eyes, through the ears, through the senses, everything you are giving, it is going inside. You know, Gita also said another place that what happens? That I pachami annam chaturvidham charmam chasham, whatever four types of food we take, lejjo peyo, whatever. That means whatever food we eat, Sri Krishna says pachami annam, all the anna, the food you intake, is I digest it, it comes to me. But still we see that I yet. That's why we are bound. If you offer it to God, that's why it says when you eat Brahmarpanam, we chant the mantra because of what? It's from the Gita. Krishna said it. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi. That means everything you are offering to Brahman. The hand with which you are taking, it is Brahman. This is Brahman. In a home of fire, you have seen that there is a ladle in which they cook the ghee. You say Brahma, Brahma Arpanam. We think the Arpanam is surrender. No. Arpanam is the ladle. That with the big ladle, they take the ghee. That is this Arpan, this ladle is Brahma. Brahma Arpanam. Brahma Havi. The ghee or the clarified butter milk that you are taking, scoop, that is Brahman. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi 4.26. Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi Brahma Agnau, the fire you are offering, it is Brahman. Brahmana Hutam, and when you give the, it is consumed. Who eats it? By Brahman. And Brahma Eva. Brahma iva tena gantabham. If you perform with this idea of spirit of Brahman, then you attain Brahman. Tena gantabham. Brahma karma samadhi. This is the Brahma karma. So you are eating food. That's why we chant that mantra with this high philosophy. That we are offering it to the Brahman who is inside. So this is the adhijagga. Whatever you are eating, not through the mouth only. You are offering through the eyes. You are having through the ear, pancha indriya, all the five senses, whatever you are putting, you are offering to that jagga adhipati Narayan. You can say it is Krishna, aham eva, I am. You don't think that you are eating. Say that the Lord, my beloved Lord who is inside me, he is the he is intaking all these things. And all goes to him for his joy. This body is for his joy. This is a car. Who drives the car? Car may think that I am doing so much, but you are doing for whose pleasure? Car is not for his own pleasure. Car is driving for the pleasure of the master. So this is one car, that is one car, that is one car. But God is so big that he rides every car. At a time, you cannot find such other gentleman who can do keeping one leg here, another leg here, because he is all pervaded. So he at a time, billions and trillions of cars he is driving. One old car, one new car, one Mercedes Benz. Some cars are good. There is one Swami, his name is Amohananda in our center. He is 98 years, but he is strong and physically well. A good car. Some of our cars are already started dwindling. Oh, this kidney is gone, the lungs is troubling, here is some tubes are gone, they have to replace the tubes. Then the old engine. Some engine are good engine, bad engine, but all engine is for the pleasure of the master. Suppose a big gentleman have 100 cars. Right from the most ordinary to the Honda to Honda is not most ordinary anyhow. You go from there to the BMW to go wherever you want to go. So different cars, but it is all for the pleasure of the master. So this is the meaning of Dehobhritam Bara. Oh, you are Dehobhritam Bara. You are the most respected amongst many people who are embodied being. You are one of the most respected amongst them. So they are Odhijagga. No, that I am the Odhijagga. I am the Odhipati, Devata, for whom every oblation goes. You don't know. You think, fools think that I am doing. But in reality, it is the Lord who says that it is for my pleasure. You don't know. It comes to me only. Whatever you offer, it goes to Narayana. So, now we are done with the technical problems. Now the fifth part. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yati nasti atra sanshaya. There is no sanshaya, no doubt. Don't keep any doubt. And there is no doubt that yah prayati, he who leaves his body. How he leaves his body? Ramakrishna said, the worldly minded person leaves the body how? He's dying, maybe dying within few minutes. He is saying that put the wicks little down. In the early days, the oil lamps were there. The wicks are burning little strongly. He said, you know, if you don't take care of money and other aspects, how will you maintain it? See, put the wicks little down. Maybe after half an hour he is going to die. Ramakrishna says, this is called the Maya. Are you think of God? If you think of the wicks, you may be born like wicks again. There is the story, you know, that King Bharata thought he used to love a deer. And he loved the deer so much. And when he was dying, he was thinking of the deer and deer and deer. Last thought was deer, deer, deer. So he had to be born as a deer in the next life. So be careful what you think at the last point. But you may say, yes, I want to die thinking about God. But how will you think of God unless you practice now? That's why it says, antakale, at the point of death, yacha mameva. If you think only me, he's very conditional, you know. God says sometimes kind, but not kind sometimes, you know. You see how he is rigid. Yeah, you cannot think of anything but mame eva. Eva means surely, only. Think of me only. That time you cannot think of this, that and also me. No, this. God is jealous God, we call. God does not want that his love should be shared with anybody. That's why you are to love him totally. Krishna. So much concession he is talking about, but while the gopis wanted to cross the Jamuna river, and then they said, oh Krishna, why not you bring your boat and take us on the opposite shore of the Jamuna? Then he said, Krishna is very talented person. He said, okay, I'll do that, but give me the fees. Then they thought that, okay, I'll give you 1 anna. 16 anna makes 1 rupee those days. So he said, I will give you 1 anna. Then he said, no, I don't take you with this little money of 1 anna. Then they raised it to 2 annas and then to 3 annas. That means it is of the mind, one segment of the mind or 2 segments of my mind. I have so many things. I love my husband, I love my daughter, I love my this, that I also love God. God is one of among so many. 1 anna. 16 annas, 15 annas are there, and only 1 anna for God. God says, no, with that little fee I don't take you to the opposite shore of this life. This is the river. I can cross you, but you have to give more fish, more fish. That is the thing. Absorption, more absorption. God, God, God. And there will be God only and nothing else. Then, when they offered 16 annas, that means one full dollar, then Krishna said, only this, nothing else. That means he's saying, give something extra. You have to give the whole heart and soul. If you think you can give a little more to that, that is welcome. That means it is a very philosophical question. That we want to realize God. And thinking that, oh, I am meditating on God for so many years, nothing happened. God is very tight on that issue. Even human love. If someone loves, I love you one anna, and I love other 16 other people, then what will be the condition of the love? Okay? Then go. This is the serious problem of relationship, is it not? So, this divine relationship is that. Divine relationship is also same. That we need more and more absorption in God. That's why you find the Krishna, say Rama Krishna, say Sri Chaitanya, you see in their life, they are totally absorbed. And they become dysfunctional in the outside world. They get so much absorbed ultimately, they become useless outside. They cannot do the perform the puja. Ramakrishna could not do perform the puja at all. He used to do the puja. If she says om wrong, bas. I'm sitting for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Are you have to offer the fruit and everyone will eat the prasad. So the puja will be ending one day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Naturally, we are all waiting for prasad to come. And he is just chanting one mantra and going, bas, finished. Because anything is triggering his mind into the total absorption. That's why Sri Ramakrishna is Sri Ramakrishna. That is the distinction between us and the spiritual people. Advanced spiritual people with single name of God can get absorbed. Tears may be trickling. How many times you are taking the name Rama, 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 Rama? Nothing happened. But I saw one Rama Bhakta. I was in the Benaras. One time I was in the Shiva temple. And as you know, everyone goes to the Shiva temple and takes some Ganges water and some bell leaf and offer Om Namah Shivaya. So I did that, and after that, as a monk, so I was standing in one corner, in a small internal area. So I was standing and doing japa and standing. No, nothing happening to me. I'm not that bhakta. But another gentleman came, he's a Ramayat sadhu, the sadhu whose ishta is Ram. And one half cloth up to this knee down, that cloth, wearing that cloth, and bare body with the Rama mark, Rama devotee's mark. And he offered the leaves and water. And doing that, he came, just stood by my side. And he was saying, Rama, 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 blah, blah, blah. And he was chanting the Rama, 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 Rama. I felt thrill all over my body. My hair stood erect. That means he's doing it so much love and absorption is so much that it's impacting me. So that is the whose mind is totally absorbed. That is most important. Otherwise, if it is not, you can understand. That much will be the achievement, as much as the mind there. So, Sri Krishna says, Mam Eva, this one word, that's why if I go to a verse, then I am down. I cannot finish the book. The finishing the chapter is one thing, but I can do that, of course. I can finish it, just going over. But it's very important, Mam Eva, Smaran, Antakali. So, for only one task, to think of Him alone at the point of death is our whole life's spiritual practice. We want to be good, we want to be holy, we want to think about God, we want to be pure. Well, we are whatever thing we are practicing all through the life, only one goal, that the point of death at least the thought of God comes in such an integrity that smaran muktva kalevaram, you will be freed from this body and this mind, this structure in which name and form you are limited and restricted, and from that being freed totally, you madbhavam jati, you will attain to my bhava. There is a beautiful word bhava. Bhava means you will attain for which I stand for which Krishna stands for satchidananda, for Brahman, for the truth, for the reality. So that will be the condition that ultimately, if you absorb in me and me, then you know my real nature. And if you attain to that, then you will attain to my bhava. Bhava means my spiritual nature here, spiritual attitude there, it is called mood there. Ramakrishna's life you read in the Great Master, the English translation is another translation, the Divine Play. There we'll find it is this chapter has been dealt with elaborate explanation. That is called the bhava. What is bhava? Bhava is a very, very great idea. Bhava means the mood in which absorption comes. Ramakrishna said, Srimati used to have mahabhava. Mahabhava comes when total absorption. You are totally lost. That's why when Srimati used to think of Krishna, she lost her whole entity. She became Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna. So that much absorption, it will happen. So I give you guarantee that you will attain to my spirit, my mood, my nature. But when? Only one condition. Ye mameva smaran. You will think only of me and no other thought. But why no other thought will come? Other thought will come. As we see, we sit for meditation, what happens? All other thought comes. Where is God? I want to think of God, but everything comes minus God. I move to New York, to Boston, to New Jersey, to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, to this place, that place, why not? So how then, we are meditating means we are forcefully trying to put it into focus. But when I will die, what will happen? All these senses will be loose. The ability of the mind to exert will go. So how I will be able to handle that situation? That's why practice, whole life's practice is very important. Okay? And if you don't think of me, then what will happen? Naturally a question comes. Okay, you don't think of me only. If you think of me, you will get to me. And you will be of my nature, my divine nature. And you will be crossing the life and birth, all the cycles. If you don't think, then what will happen? Sixth verse. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram tam tameivaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavita. Sada tadbhava bhavita. All the time you thought of one way. Taka taka taka, money money money. So last thought, money will come. Jaksha, the one became a jaksha. Jaksha, you know, jaksha is the holder, is a ghost body or subtle body. Jaksha is a devta. Devta means after departing this, they become possessor. He loves money to possess. So after this leaving this body, he is a subtle body. He becomes jaksha. Jaksha is the holder of the money. He holds on. And whole life he's thinking of money, money, money. So money you become, money holder. You think of whatever, young vapi. You think of anything as the deer. Think of the deer, you become deer. You love a cat, you become cat. A dog, you become dog. But if you think, I'm loving God in the dog, finish, then you think of me. See how it twists. We love, that does not mean don't love. But the thing, what you love? Do you see my glory in the cat? My glory in the dog? My glory in my mother? My glory in the wife? My glory in the husband? My glory in the child? Then you will get madbhavam. But what you are seeing? Cat, only cat. So you will be born in like exactly that cat. Cat body. Because you loved it. Your whole mind was absorbed in that cat idea. So cat idea will be taking, fructifying into the next birth. And then again you finish that experience. Then you say, okay, I have loved cat. I got that experience. So we don't want to go there. Suppose if God comes to us and says, Acho, what body? Suppose you are given another chance to have it. Whatever you choose, I will give you. What body will you like? Will anyone here sitting will say, I like to be born as a cow? Why not? Will you say that I like to be born as a horse, as a snake? What will you be asking for? I like to be born? Which things you are not lacking now, you will think that I will be born in this life with those fulfillments, isn't it not? Why you are not asking those? Because you are finished, Disneyland is finished. You are watching the Disneyland experience, on those bodies are done. So you don't need to have more because you are already finished with it. Actually, what time? 12? Shall we end here? Hey. No, I'll go, but how many minutes I'm saying?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Aruti got a what time Aruti? Oh my god, so we will end here. Young Bapi Smaran Bhavam Tyajati Ante Kalevaram. So when one gives up the body and with that type of thinking, serious thinking about future life, tam tamevo eti, they will attain. Eti means you will attain. They will attain that type of body. That exactly what they want. Sada tadbhavo bhavito, because his mind was always colored in that thought, the last time the predominant thought will come up. We are thinking so many thoughts, but what is the predominant thought? Which you are thinking 100 times, 1,000 times, that thought will be the predominant. So many thoughts we have, but predominant thought. Yesterday you thought that we will be here at this time for listening to the Gita. There are many other thoughts in your mind, but that superseded. This thought was superseded, that's why you are here. If not, then you will go to some other place. So that's why the point of departure from the body, you think, whatever thought was integrated and more deep, that thought will be, that according to that thought, that body will be received by that person, that soul transmigrating into that body. So whatever being a man thinks of, at the last moment when he leaves his body, that alone does he attain, being ever absorbed in that thought thereof. Therefore, it is better to do one thing. Seventh birth and I end. Tasmat, therefore, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anushmara yuddhacha mayyarpita mano buddhi mameva yasya sansaya. This is one of the cream, one of the most important verse of the Bhagavad Gita. So, tasmat, therefore, what will be your duty now? Let us take some action. What is the duty? Sarveshu kaleshu. All the time. Not today is the auspicious day, I have come to the temple. Every 365 day should be auspicious day. Sarveshu kaleshu. Morning, evening, there is no auspicious time. All moments are auspicious. Sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmaro. Think of me. Whatever you are doing, in your housework, in your office work, in your driving, in your shopping, whatever your interaction, ma manusmaro. Think of me. And yuddhasha. Fight in the life situation. Don't be coward. Challenges of life will be there. What is there it? Just felt a challenge. And think of me. And mui, if you can do that, I give you guarantee. Mui arpita mano buddhi. If you can arpan, arpan means you dedicate. Your mind in this way. Mano and buddhi. Your understanding. That I am the indweller, I am the background of everything. This idea, manobuddhi, mayurpita manobuddhi, mameva eshwasi. You will attain me, undoubtedly, asamshaya. Don't ever doubt about this. That means I give you guarantee, this much. That if you, from now onward, forget how the end point will come, how I will think of God at the point of death, it will not come. Therefore, here is the emphasis of spiritual life. Tasmat, therefore, sarveshu kaleshu, all the moment, in every point of my life, you do one thing, two things. Mamanusmara, think of me, you are the inner guide, O Lord, you are seated in my heart, whatever I eat, I offer it to you. Whatever I see, I offer it to you. Whatever I hear, it is for your pleasure. You are the Lord in my heart, Odhi Devata. You are the Odhi Jagga. You are the substratum of my Odhi, Odhi Bhuta. So, Odhi Bhuta is the five elements. It is for your pleasure. So, everything is for you, you, O Lord, not me, thou. And then, if you yuddha, and also, thinking like that does not mean that you will be coward. In life there will be challenges. Why cry? There is nothing to cry. Fight it out. Swami Vivekananda, face the devil. The devil is facing you, challenging you. Face the devil. In that war of life, there is some success, there is some failure. Sometimes I fail, sometimes what it matters. Let us be courageous to move on. So this is the Gita. This Gita we want. Swami Vivekananda said, we have worshipped the God of the Mathu, Vrindavan. Vrindavan Krishna we have worshipped enough. Huh? Love. Yeah, that's the higher thing, to understand that love. Rather in life, think that Lord is the indweller and I am doing everything for Him. And then whatever challenge comes, fight it out. And doing this, mayurpita manobuddhi, if you can do, keep your mind in me, your understanding in me, mame vaishyasi. You surely you know that you will attain me. Or samshaya. Again, emphasizing, double emphasis. In Bengali we say trishatta. Trishatta means, I'm saying, surely you will attain. It is to emphasize that. I think in the other Indian languages also there, isn't it? Three times you say, that means it is emphasizing the same truth. It is true. That's also at the end of the song, three times. Why do you close three times? With the idea that it is to hammer that idea more and more intimately. So, this is the seventh verse which says, therefore, at all times, think upon me only. You see, always only. Why not other things? No. Think upon me only. Jealous God. Only. Nothing else. And fight. With mind and understanding set on me, you will surely come to me. So, practice this. And time is up. I think we can end here. He left. He put very good questions. What is his name?
Howard.
And Dr. Bhavan. Very good questions, yeah. So, Linda, any questions? Guided that if you are totally surrendered. If we say someone, I give the power of attorney, but in our action I do everything, then the authority whom you gave the power of attorney, he will be saying, okay, you do, I am out. So normally we say, actually ultimate sense, that is true. The Lord does everything, even prompts us good and bad and last thought. But he will undoubtedly help us if we really surrender there. That part is ours to take care. Otherwise, yes, true, he does everything. But for whom? It will be like yesterday's story of that man who don't want to go to hell for his own misaction, bad action, and putting on the god Indra. You were there yesterday? Yeah. So the same point. If he is sincerely saying so, the Lord takes care. He will appear. You know, there is a very touching incident. Ramakrishna's one was in Dakshineshwar. There is one sweeper. That sweeper, you know, in those days, not like the here in this country, the sophisticated sweeping here. Because you don't make yourself so dirty. But there, in those days, there was no sanitary system and thing. So they used to clean the human sewage over their head and carry and dump it in some place, because it was a portable type of sanitary system. And that type of man, he used to live, and that's why they call outcast. Because if you touch them, they are not much clean. But anyway, and one day Ramakrishna was passing, and he being outcast, he cannot go where Ramakrishna is talking high spiritual things. He has no entry, because low caste system in those days, societies ruled. One day Ramakrishna was walking, and that sweeper with folded palms stood before Ramakrishna and said, "Sir, nothing will happen in all my life. Shall I die like this?" Then Ramakrishna said, "Why not? Everything will happen to you. You are serving mother, you are serving mother's children here, why not? Everything will come." And then he is prostrated and then left. And when the day he was dying, his name was Rashik, scavenger Rashik. When he is dying, he is telling his wife and children that, "Hey, take my body outside of my room." And there is a tulasi tree, plant, tulasi plant, which is considered very auspicious. So, take me near that plant. So the body was taken there. And then he said suddenly, "Oh Lord, have you not forgotten me? You have come. And he cried out and he said, "Hey, give one seat for Ramakrishna, give one seat for Holy Mother, and give one seat." He was in total ecstasy and he left the body like that. See, God's grace comes. He is a scavenger. But we crave that type of death. Antakale, what we read today, God will come. Because he is a very simple-hearted person, not sophisticated with intellectualism. But he believed Ramakrishna. He was a pure soul. Did whatever karma he had to do. It is not the lower karma or upper karma. His duty and performing dharma, he attained God vision at the point of death, which we hope to get in our life. I do not know whether I will get it or not. It is all possible if we really do surrender ourselves. to the Lord. Okay?